Due to budget cuts, Pinellas County Schools must find a way to trim $43 million. Making this more difficult is the fact that providing medical insurance benefits to employees will increase by $11.5 million next year. Because employee salaries and benefits make up one of the largest budget items, the controversial idea of decreasing teachers' salaries was considered in a workshop this morning. Outgoing superintendent of Pinellas County Schools, Clayton Wilcox, said the school district is no longer looking at salary cuts as deep as 2%. The school board looked at three scenarios ranging from one with no salary decrease, but employees paying a larger share of their insurance benefits, to one with a 1.5% salary decrease, where employees do not have to pay any of the increased insurance costs. Linda Lerner is a member of the Pinellas County School Board. She said that rather than making budget cuts to either employee salaries or benefits, the school board should look at other ways to cut the budget.
I think this is just about the most important decision we have to make. And I think we have a higher responsibility to be sure all our employees have a chance to get health insurance. Until the government does better, we better do that. And basically, we have a number of employees working full-time that are making $15,000 gross. And if you think they can afford $1,240, I think they can't. So I just think we have to keep that in mind. It really is talking about our values as a board. I believe there are other ways. I believe we can keep it 80-20, and I believe there are other ways of 1.1%, and I'd be glad to share some of those.
The school board saw a comparison of how employees of different salaries would fare under each of the three scenarios. Most of those making $40,000 and less would fare better if their salaries were reduced 1.5%, but they did not have to pay more for their insurance. While some higher-earning employees would fare better under a scenario where there's no salary reduction, but employees would be required to pay between $440 and $1,240 more per year for insurance. Lerner told WMNF that the school district should continue to provide the same level of employee insurance benefits as it always has.
Right now, and for many years, the district has picked up 80% of the costs and the employee 20%, and I strongly feel we should not back away from that. I want to be sure that no one is cut out of being able to afford health insurance, and that is our lowest paid employees, some who even may be making close to $15,000.
4,000 of the district's 12,000 employees make less than $25,000 per year. School board member Mary Brown said that it would be going against the will of Pinellas voters to give school employees a pay cut.
I think we have to be very, very careful. We put out a referendum for salary increases and so forth. Now we're talking about reducing. I can understand maybe no increase, but I have a real problem with reduction.
Yeah.
Cuts to salaries or benefits would have been deeper, but the district found $5.9 million through savings in other areas, including reducing the district's contingency fund from 2% to 1.5%. Because health insurance costs keep going up, school board chair Nancy Bostock suggested studying the idea of, in the future, providing employees health savings accounts instead of health insurance.
In industry, in the private sector, employers have come to the realization that they can't afford to keep up with runaway health insurance costs, and most of these costs have been passed along to employees. I think that this board, whether it be now or whether it be in out years, needs to take a serious look at things like health savings plans.
But board member Linda Lerner questioned whether health savings accounts would be beneficial for lower income employees.
How many of our employees who can get health insurance, they're working enough hours, are making less than 20,000? Or more numbers there for our people on the lower end. These are people, they don't have the discretionary money for health savings accounts.
School board member Peggy O'Shea, noting the expense to the district to comply with Florida's constitutional class size requirement, asked whether it would save the district money to ignore the class size mandate and pay a financial penalty.
And what is the net to the district if we were to defy class size, I suppose? It'd be an interesting figure to have, because I don't think we can count, certainly not for this year, the $43 million we're trying to cut. We can't count on other districts banding together in time to get any reaction to that, I don't think, because a lot of them aren't facing the size of the cuts we are.
Most of the big ones are.
The big ones are.
Hillsborough's only got a $10 million cut.
That's right.
Compared to our 43.